Welcome to another Shift Your Life podcast. I'm Dr. Tracy Latz.
I'm Dr. Marion Ross, and we're here with
Mandara Cromwell.
And we are thrilled to have you here. She has a wonderful company, Cyma Technologies, and we each of us have the AMI 850, which is an amazing acoustic meridian intelligence unit, which is extremely healing.
We're always thrilled to bring to our listeners different tools and devices that use alternative integrative approaches in addition to standard Western medicine approaches for dealing with issues. The beauty of this one, it's actually FDA approved.
In the previous model, the AMI 750 won the 2013 Thomas Edison Award for innovation in the field of science and medicine. So it's widely acclaimed. And we really wanted to interview the person who's the genius behind this, because there's nothing like it anywhere. We've tried everything, and we're always looking for new things. And this has been the most exciting device we've seen.
Having taught color and sound healing classes, it is a joy to have something so widely available that can be used that does not require a prescription, where people can actually use the ancient wisdom in a way that has been scientifically proved to help with various issues,
especially pain management.
So tell us about what your experiences have been and kind of what brought you to this realm. It's really kind of cool.
You know, it's kind of that saying that every step you take takes you to the next plateau. And from that plateau, you can see where to go from there. And that's pretty much how my life has been. Something presents itself and I say, wow, that's really interesting. And as soon as we dive deeper, it lands us in another place. And, I'm not saying that there weren't peaks and valleys and bumpy roads and cliffs that I was hanging off of, but it's just a really wonderful life for me in this particular in this experience of helping people with their health. So I guess it starts way back when I felt this passion for helping people with their health in a natural way. So I have a sister who's a physician. My family is Western medicine. We have these conversations at the table that we have to watch out that they don't get too sticky. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, we can have Thanksgiving dinner and agree to disagree. And so that's really great. But one thing that I will say is that my sister, who's a physician, and she's an internist married to a cardiologist, their whole world is drugs and surgery. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is I get those people who are thrown on the medical trash heap or are in palliative care, which means that they've exhausted all that Western medicine has to offer, and now they just have to figure out how to make it through the rest of their lives. And I want to say that I think that Western medicine is wonderful if you're having a heart attack or a stroke, or if you need care, go to the hospital. Don't try to get on a sound device.
Actually, I used to try tuning forks with kidney stones. It never worked.
Yeah. Go to the ER, get yourself. The truly holistic help is looking at the marriage between Western medicine, Eastern medicine, and the marriage of all the ancient wisdom that our forefathers knew way back when, and we poo-pooed.
So you studied Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine as well, no? You went Eastern.
Yes. So I'm a big proponent of that. And so those medicines are excellent when you are choosing a quality of life. When you, from the get-go, say, I want to avoid those pitfalls that I, you know, see that my parents, you know, we get a lot of people right now whose parents are maybe in those years where they've lost their memory, dementia, Alzheimer's, cases where they really require a lot of hands-on care. And so those people are looking at their genetic markers and going, what can I do to help myself maybe switch this DNA, flip the trajectory to a healthier, more holistic lifestyle? And so we can do that through diet, through exercise, and through using tools and methods that are based on those ancient traditions of Ayurveda and Chinese medicine. Because Ayurveda perceives disease as an opportunity to reconnect with our spiritual divine. And so when we look at, you know, these little bumps in the road of what happens to us along the way, whether it be just a cold or flu virus, or maybe something, you know, we are tearing down a ski slope that's beyond our skill set, and we, or just not long ago, I forgot that I wasn't totally a Wonder Woman yet, and I was trying to wield a queen mattress up and down flights of stairs and tore my meniscus. You know, we need to remember what tools we have to help us. And by the way, I'll just tell you, with the torn meniscus, because we do have a lot of sports people who use the AMI 850. And I spent 3 days on crutches. And my friend, who's an ultrasound sonographer, looked at the tear and she said, oh, wow, you know, people who have this will deal with this for either through surgery and have a 9 month to a year rehab, or if you're going to try to do it on your own, it'll at least be 6 months. And in 2 weeks, I wasn't running a marathon, but I was walking again. And so this is the power of sound. And again, we need to catch it from the get-go.
Yes.
Which is where all of the alternative or natural health therapies come into shine so well, because you're dealing with it from the very beginning.
That's right. And you don't have to wait for a crisis. You know, our body is our greatest spiritual teacher, and it will put things in our face to get us to have to respond and make a different choice, perhaps. But there are ways to use things like this device just to enhance wellness. So we don't have to wait until we're ill to step on board with this.
No, it's always better to be in advance. Like the acupuncturists in China, the ancient ones, got paid to keep people healthy, and people didn't pay them when they were sick. And that it's all about taking control of your life, taking control of your own health. And your voice is actually your greatest healer. I mean, I sing in the shower. I sing all the time, even though I don't have a great voice. It doesn't matter. Your cells respond to sound very, very profoundly. And that's what this is about, coming up your meridians. It's fantastic.
Unfortunately, so many people in this society struggle with inflammation and pain from various issues, lack of awareness, overuse, nutritional poor choices. But tell us a little bit about some of what this device has shown for people. It's really kind of cool, and what you've come up with here.
Yeah, you know, I think this has come from just about the same place that all scientific discoveries come from. Somebody has a question like, well, what if this and what if that? And the really great news is that I've had a couple of third-party researchers. So, you know, I do a lot of research myself, but it's really great when somebody else reports from a scientific perspective what's happening. And so when we look at the blood, and this is the experiments from John Reed's laboratory in the UK, mm-hmm. and people can find this study that he published on the experiment.com platform, but he was researching sound and music. So mostly he used clips of different styles of music, everything from classical to spiritual, techno dance music, rock and roll, anyway, heavy metal, all of them. And then he used some codes from my device. And what he found is with the SIMA codes, that there was an increase in cell viability up to 365%. Now, what does that mean? That means that the cells that were really stressed became de-stressed. They relaxed. And then that causes the cell membrane to be more permeable. So the advantage to that is that we're absorbing our nutrition and we're excreting the metabolic waste. So that particular cellular dance that we really need to have happening every day is working more efficiently. When we eat a lot of processed foods, when we're very stressed, you know, all that cortisol dump that we seem to have in our lifestyles now, that causes the cells to kind of contract. And many times they go to sleep, and that's called the G0 phase.
Right.
So with sound, we're gently massaging those cells. We're saying, come on, wake up, you can do this. And the cells recognize these frequencies. And so they become active again. And so therefore we have that longer cell viability. Another thing that he found in a subsequent experiment was that these frequencies actually increase the oxygen in the cells by 15%. Now, oxygen is really a big deal, especially right now when we have, you know, decreased oxygen in our environment. And then we have, you know, the 4G, 5G EMFs, they cause inflammation and decrease in oxygenation. And so we have these states where we are really oxygen starved. So by using these frequencies, and we have a couple of channels on the AMI 850 that really stimulate the oxygenation of the body. And that's a real plus. Just if you use those channels alone, would be great.
So epigenetics is alive and well in the AMI 850, for sure.
It is. And so then I'll tell you one last thing about white blood cells. Dr. Beverly Rubick, who I think that you both probably know.
We know Bev well. Yeah, from the
is a biophysicist, right. And so she used live blood analysis, and just one session on channel one for stress relief, she watched the white blood cells become more active. And this is really a positive thing, because if our white blood cells aren't circulating freely, they're the scavengers that go around and clean up. And so that's really important to have those activated. And I have those video clips on the SIMA Technologies website if people like to see the visuals, because, you know, that old adage, a picture is worth a thousand words.
I've showed the thermograms to a lot of people, and the thermo pictures are amazing in the reduction in inflammation. And that's in 30 minutes.
It is quite amazing when people say, I can't really feel anything, because a lot of times people who are, you know, not sensitive to energies, they don't feel right away. And we say that's okay, but usually by the third or fourth session, they'll say, oh, I feel a little tingling in my feet, or I feel it coming up my legs, or my fingers are tingling, or I feel a little buzzing in my head. This is great. That means those cells are beginning to talk to each other. They're beginning to come back into their harmony and sing their song.
And the energy is flowing.
The energy is flowing. So another thing is, what you're doing is you're layering different combinations of sounds and harmonics, but over time, and you say that you need maybe up to 6 weeks, I don't think you need that long, you're creating a whole different state. You're repatterning the
exactly
the expression of the DNA, which is very important. So it's not a one-off thing. It's you're really actually repatterning the health of the cells.
You know, there are some people, particularly people who are in pain, who come to us and in one session, it's a miracle. And yay, I believe in miracles. But usually it takes people a little longer to, as you say, repattern. And this is where we come into the field of cymatics. Mm-hmm. And probably your listeners have seen cymatic experiments on the internet where there's a membrane or a plate and a transducer is beneath it. And then they sprinkle sand or salt.
Right.
And the sound is emitted, these geometries form. And when you change the amplitude of the sound, then the sand jumps into the air and then lands again in a new beautiful geometry.
And your Soundflower video is amazing. It shows that beautifully. And actually, we represent something called Ascension 11, which Dr. Kathy Forty invented. And it uses cymatics as a meditation visual along with the music.
Yes, and these cymatic visuals are great for people who say they can't meditate or they don't know how to meditate.
But your Soundflower is a meditation. I've done it several times. It's amazing.
Soundflower is
recommend that.
Great. It's great. We have people in, we have a corporation who is using it for their employees. And just for 7 minutes, they go into the office and do the Soundflower meditation as a break. Just to kind of break that stress pattern in the middle of the day. And we have some other people who are using it in their offices who do it before every meeting because it really kind of resets. You know, you're not going into the meeting all keyed up with the, like we say, that cortisol drive that sometimes gets out of hand when we have knee-jerk reactions and thoughts. And people are so cantankerous these days.
Reactive cells rampant.
It's hard to get into your heart, and I think that meditation really does it very, very quickly.
Well, it's sort of a quick, energetic way to bring to modern times the old, ancient way of staring at geometric shapes and patterns and going into a deeper and taking the time, because so many people are looking for the McDonald's or fast food way of sort of how do I do that breakthrough more quickly than sitting in meditation for hours or months or days. And, you know, these are some quick tools to really shift you in a consciousness, to shift your, from a metaphysician standpoint, to begin to shift the etheric body so that the cellular aspects of the body, the cells, atoms, and molecules line up in this new pattern, which is what epigenetics is about. When we think
new
things
pattern.
And get into emotions that are aggressive or fear-based, then it knocks things a bit out of whack. And so much of the world today in the last few years in particular, you're so fear-based, so anxious, so desolate. You know, we have a huge suicide rate right now because everyone's in this very non-resonant pattern, and to be able to get back into the patterns that our cells recognize as that aspect of who we're meant to be when we are in a vibrant, more heart-filled, heart-centered shape instead of this fear-based thinking. And I think these are some quick ways. And I love that you have this device to help the people who are too much in their head to sort of be like, what do you mean I'm supposed to shift my thoughts? What do you mean I'm supposed to be in my heart? What do you mean feelings? You know, I think this, I don't know what feelings are. People are so numb. So this is a great way to do an end run to get people more centered so they can use this along with beginning to open up for meditation or learning how to be more centered within themselves.
So have you used this for patients, Tracy?
I have some.
For anxiety or depression?
Yes, It's interesting. My daughter just recently, she's getting ready to get married, and her whole bachelorette weekend, they came from all over the country to kind of gather. One person had had like a speeding ticket on the way, and another person had another crisis on the way. And so they were all stressed, and I kind of got out my AMI device and sort of plugged it in. And I go, sit here for a minute, put your feet on. And they were sitting there sort of, you know, these are, you know, 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds, and they were sitting there. All of a sudden, they're like, whoa, I'm feeling this. I actually feel this. I'm like, yes. And they were able to say, when I put them on stress relief, I'm so much calmer. And one of them has some fibromyalgia, some pain issues. Put her on it, and she was like, I really do believe I feel better. My pain is less. I was like, yes, this is ancient wisdom made manifest through this marvelous device that Mandera has come up with. And I love it. You know, I love teaching people ancient wisdom, but getting them to experience it in a modern day way, you know, that I'm all about. I'm all about integrating as an integrative psychiatrist. So I love it. And I'll be playing more with people with this who are in my practice with anxiety, high stress, cortisol, which then lowers your serotonin as well as the cortisol goes high and we get depressed. So if we can begin to take the edge off this and get people to begin to remember from a cellular neurochemical cellular communication way to get back into that more centered state, they will begin to center themselves more and learn to take more control over their own emotions and their own wellness in a way that really is meaningful. So we're not all reliant on the medication. Medication is great. You know, I can't talk to someone if they're dead. I really can't. And actually I could, but that's a whole nother podcast and discussion. But, you know, to help someone reshape their life, shift their life, dare I say, in this physical animation of right now in this earth school, you know, it would be helpful if they don't completely leave their body. So now we're working on another whole dimension.
Please. I'm so happy you put up the training videos too. It makes it a lot easier for someone to acquire it and understand what's going on. We sort of knew because this is the kind of stuff we teach, but yeah. Just for someone who doesn't know anything, it's a great guide in how to use it very quickly and effectively.
So for the layperson who's listening, who's new to this, and they're like, color and sound, these crazy people, what are they talking about? What have you found some of the different channels that you have on this device, the AMI 850? What has it been found to be helpful with?
So our FDA classification is we're a class one device. That means you can purchase it without a prescription. And we are allowed to say that we relieve pain and stress.
This is huge.
And so that is really huge. So, you know, if for all those people who come to us who have been diagnosed by a medical doctor with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cancer, Lyme, multiple sclerosis, you name it, that I think we have them all. We do not treat that particular condition. What we do is we help with the pain and stress associated with that diagnosis.
Which creates a lot of the problems within that diagnosis.
Exactly, exactly. And many times it's at the root of what that diagnosis is. But, and so we never recommend that anybody get off their medication. No. We recommend that they work with their doctor, you know, if they're seen, you know, like for diabetics, a lot of times they have pain in their feet and their legs. And so they love the AMI device for that pain relief. But an effect is that sometimes the body starts working in an optimum way. And when this happens, they notice that they don't need quite as much insulin. So we tell them to go back to their doctor and have their dosage adjusted. They really need to be, you know, Tracy, you said it so perfectly early on that this is a dovetail. We're working with all of the wonderful things that we know of today, Western and Eastern medicine. And so we know that with Western medicine, sometimes it's, you know, has side effects. But when you start using the sound that the cells recognize, then the body goes, oh, wow, I'm supposed to be singing this tune. Somehow or another, I got out of tune way back when, and now I remember this was my original song. So when, and with the AMI device in particular, it creates this grid pattern. You're sitting in a chair, you have your feet on the foot pads, you're relaxed, and there is this very special transducer, very special plate, very special foot pads that are have been created to kind of like you're a tomato plant, if I could use that as an example, in the garden. So the tomato plant is suddenly receiving sunshine and rain. And oh my goodness, I remember this. And it's growing. So what the AMI device is doing is creating this energetic grid, just like the tomato plant in the garden. You put a little wire cage around it so it can kind of shimmy up there and reach up to its perfection. This is what the AMI device is doing. And I would like to share a interesting observation that I have seen over and over and over in the past 20 years. And this is, so I got to step back to an ancient tradition of Ayurveda. And in Ayurveda and in some yoga schools, they teach about the five koshas, the five bodies, the physical body and the four subtle bodies. And so a lot of people in the West are not familiar with this, but we do hear about it in Western medicine as we have an emotional body, we have the psychological component, we have the mental. And so all of these forces within our beautiful bodies are working simultaneously. So in this ancient tradition of Ayurveda, there are these five bodies and they're interwoven. It's like this beautiful tapestry. And so one body affects the other body. By the time there is a physical expression of a condition, this generally means that this has been brewing for some time on a more subtle level. And so, for example, we have women who have breast cancer, and when we ask them, what, you know, to go back and you know, what has happened in their health history, usually there is some big emotional hit 8 to 12 years prior to them being diagnosed. And this is, you know, sometimes with other traumas and other diagnoses, but I'm going to use that one for right now. So we look at, where did this begin? The beauty of sound, and particularly this device that uses five frequencies simultaneously, different layers of them that I have put together. I call it AMI frequency patterning. So when I put these together in a 30-minute session, I have observed over the years that people, their pain is resolved, but a bonus is that they no longer have a charge on that emotional event that happened way back when. And so I'll tell you this really quick story about this artist who came to me in pain. She was a breast cancer survivor. She had had a double mastectomy. And in the reconstructive part, they had stapled the prosthesis to the chest wall. And that staple was causing pain. She was trying to find ways to deal with that pain naturally instead of undergoing surgery again to have them remove the staple and then redo that. So she came for the pain, and after 30 minutes, we had some words, and so I asked her, I said, please, could you, because she was new, I said, could you please call me, text me, email me within 24 hours and tell me how you're doing? Well, I didn't hear from her for 3 days. And finally, on the third day, I got a hold of her and she said, I want to tell you about that sound. And I said, okay. And she said, I left you and drove straight to my studio and I painted for 3 days, my whole fall collection. I want you to come to the opening. And so I'm like, wow, that is great. I can't wait to come. So I show up at her opening and all of the paintings are of the Buddha. And so I said, wow, you know, number one, I'm glad you're free of pain. And what happens when we're free of pain? It opens up this space of creativity that we can now fill it with some quality of life that we really want. But now I say to her, I didn't realize you were a Buddhist. And she said, I'm not. She said, I'm Episcopalian. And so, but then we look at, what does the Buddha signify in our culture today? He's a symbol of peace, of calm, of tranquility. Right. And so she was bringing that in and expressing that in her art. So this is the beauty of this targeted, non-invasive sound, that no longer is there the charge. The emotional component is it's not that you don't have the memory of it, but the charge is not there. And this opens a whole space for you to fulfill your destiny, so to speak, or for you to have a choice of how you want to live your life. And so that goes along with what you were saying about, you know, connecting with the divine, so to speak, in our search for how do we deal with all of these emotions that are related to the physical pain.
It's a great way to tap into your passion and your purpose.
And to allow you to create not only externally, like the beautiful artwork, but internally, because we create within, inward, and we also create outward, to create from a place of peace, from a place of tranquility that remembers our true essence. And if we can create in that way to connect and shift consciousness in the world, so much the better. I love your mission.
Yeah, well, we create from stillness. There's chaos, and then you have to go to the still point to create. So this, I find that it brings you to the still point.
We know that you have to be heading out of here.
You have to be heading out now, I know.
Oh, I do. This has been so enjoyable. Thank you for inviting me to share.
We'd love to have you back, because this has been a great discussion. You're a real gem. You're an artist, a creator for good health and abundance.
And we'll be talking more, I'm sure, in the future.
And we thank you.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you would like to receive more information on the AMI 850 or one of the other AMI devices, reach out to us at info@shiftyourlife.com or go to simatechnologies.com and state on your order form that you heard about this on the Shift Your Life podcast with Tracy Latz and Marian Ross in order to receive free shipping on your AMI device, the AMI 850 device, and a bonus Simaglyph meditation with the 5 frequencies to strengthen the energetic fields or your biofield. It just might shift your life. If you're enjoying our podcast, Shift Your Life, Unleash Your Inner Power, then like us or share us with your friends so that we can reach even more people and raise our rankings. Better yet, become a supporter. If you enjoy this podcast, check out Lats Talk, Musings of an Integrative Psychiatrist, also one of the Shift Doctors podcasts here on Spotify.